Hello, my friends. It's great to see you back at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I am thrilled to have you with me on this adventure. Let me kick things off with a question. Have you ever had something significant to express but found it hard to articulate? Like your narrative wasn't resonating? Well, today, we will explore the key components of telling your story in a way that captivates, persuades, and inspires. So, let's dive right on in. Understanding the fundamentals of sharing the gospel is a vital skill that enables us to communicate Jesus' message clearly and powerfully. I've always been fascinated by memory. I can still vividly picture the wonder I felt as a child listening to my dad recount his stories, rich with incredible details from his youth. It's remarkable how some memories are so deeply embedded that we don't even have to think about them, like counting, saying the alphabet, or those thrilling moments of learning something new, such as throwing a ball or riding a bike. Do you remember the excitement of trying to balance on two wheels for the very first time? I mean, mastering the basics of bike riding is such a thrilling experience. It perfectly prepares you for all those advanced skills waiting for you to conquer. Sharing your faith with others mirrors the experience of biking. Acts 26:17-18 states, "I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and place among those who are sanctified by faith in me." Here are the main points from these verses. Paul's ministry originated from a direct commission by Jesus Christ. Paul's ministry marked a significant shift by extending the gospel to both Jews and Gentiles. The gospel empowers a profound spiritual shift, bringing people out of Satan's influence and into God's kingdom. The essence of the gospel is the promise of forgiveness through faith in Jesus. Through sanctification, believers are dedicated to God and enjoy full inclusion in His family. These verses are essential for grasping Paul's mission and the core message of Christianity. They emphasize the life-changing impact of the gospel and the necessity of spreading it to others. Jesus is entrusting you with the same mission. As you work to encourage others to embrace God, choose light, and accept Jesus' gift of forgiveness, one fundamental skill that can enhance your effectiveness is the ability to communicate the gospel message clearly and concisely. For those who do not yet believe, understanding the gospel is crucial for them to place their faith in Jesus. The gospel, as presented in the Bible, reveals who God is and what He desires from us. However, many believers feel intimidated by the idea of summarizing the Bible's overarching narrative for non-believers. The Bible is extensive, And God is a vast subject. So, where do you start in conveying the grand story of God's relationship with mankind and his longing for a close, personal connection with each of us? Start with the book of Genesis, highlighting the belief that God is the creator of everything, including mankind, and that he designed us for a relationship with him. Next, focus on the inherent goodness of creation and the original harmony that existed. This foundation will help us grasp what went wrong and the need for restoration. Next, introduce the idea of sin and separation, explaining how disobedience to God shattered the perfect bond between him and mankind. Stress that this separation is at the heart of many issues we encounter in the world today. Then, highlight God's unwavering love by showcasing his mercy throughout history. Even when mankind turned away, God remained steadfast and initiated a plan to mend the fractured relationship. Introduce Jesus as the realization of God's plan, clarifying that he is God's Son who came to earth as a human to reconnect us with God. Emphasize that Jesus' life, death, and resurrection represents the ultimate expression of love and sacrifice, providing atonement for our sins. Through faith in Jesus, we can be reconciled with God and restored to a harmonious relationship with him. Finally, discuss the personal aspect of this relationship, noting that the gospel is not merely about rules or rituals. It centers on a personal connection with God through Jesus Christ. Explain that God longs to know each of us deeply and to be actively involved in our lives, illustrated through examples of prayer, divine guidance, and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Sharing the narrative from creation to today illustrates the unfolding of God's plan throughout history. By emphasizing these essential elements and selecting a suitable approach, you can effectively convey the grand story of God's engagement with mankind and his longing for a meaningful, personal relationship with each of us. Romans 1:6-17 states, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes, first to the Jew, then to the Gentile. For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith." So in essence, Romans 1:6-17 highlights fundamental truths that are central to the Christian faith and captures the gospel message powerfully. These key truths include, 1, that the gospel is not weak, but powerful, which through God's saving grace is available to everyone. 2, the gospel is universal and it is accessible to all who believe, regardless of their background. 3, the gospel reveals God's righteousness, which demonstrates God's perfect standard and how we can be reconciled with him. 4, salvation is by faith, in which we are justified, declared righteous, before God through faith in Jesus Christ, rather than through our efforts. I hope you're starting to truly embrace the incredible truth that Jesus' message of grace is the best news anyone could ever hear. When you introduce Jesus to those who don't believe, you're offering them the chance to enter into a transformative relationship like no other. The gospel isn't about following a set of rules. It's about receiving a free gift, not about striving to earn your place in heaven. It's about living a life to the fullest as God intended, following His plan for a fulfilling and meaningful existence, so you can know Him and share Him with others. That's what makes it good news. Let's take a moment to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, guide us in sharing this good news with kindness and understanding, meeting people where they are and not reflecting your love. Grant us the wisdom to discern when to speak and when to listen. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and empower us to communicate with clarity and conviction. May your words resonate through us and reach the hearts of those who hear. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. As we wrap up today's episode, I hope this has encouraged you to reflect more deeply on the message you're sharing with the world. A powerful message can connect with others, inspire action, and foster real change. Keep the sun, S-O-N, in your eyes, and thank you for joining me today at Scripture Seekers Ministry, and keep deep diving into the Word. Take care, my friends.